And we continue with our program of special podcasts and videos on the 2001 season, the treble season, and what a brilliant season it was for Liverpool Football Club. And if we're going to cover it, if we're going to speak to people who were around and contributed, then where else to go but the main man himself, Gary McAllister. Gary, thanks so much for coming on the Anfield Wrap.
No, absolute pleasure. Absolute pleasure. It's quite hard to believe that it's 20 years ago. That's the worrying thing.
You still look the same, to be fair. You still look great. I mean, I'm looking disheveled. And you
know, I looked old then and I look old now.
Maybe that's the benefit, yeah. I mean, I want to go through that season, and obviously we're going to focus mostly on the stuff at the end, because that's all the fun part and that's where all the trophies are won. But there's, I want to talk a little bit about arriving at Liverpool. First of all, you come in the summer as a 35-year-old, famously, you'll always remember that, everyone will always point it out. But, you know, I don't want to sort of, you know, do the whole, oh, you came from Coventry and things like that, because I think it's always talking down your career a little bit. You were a league champion at Leeds. You know, you did what Liverpool failed to do in the 1990s and win a league championship with Leeds United. But presumably it is fair to say that at that age, you'd have maybe thought a move to a club like Liverpool was maybe behind you.
No, absolutely. And I can understand why the quizzical faces in Liverpool fans when the announcement was that you know the club was signing, you know, a former Scotland captain, you know, at 35 years of age. But it didn't go back to around about just after the new year, you know, when I was coming towards the end of my contract, when I first heard of that there might be some interest from Gerard Houllier. And I suppose the biggest in for me was the fact that Struan Marshall, my agent, was very close to Gerard, and obviously he looked after Stephen, Cara, Emil Heskey, Nick Barnby. So he had quite a few players around the club, and he knew Gerard pretty well. And the suggestion from Gerard was that he was looking for somebody, not necessarily to come in and play every game, somebody of around about my age, maybe just to show the younger set of players how to navigate, you know, a training week. How to prepare and how to set yourself up to do well at the weekend. So this sort of first little moves towards Liverpool came before the end of my contract in that June. But obviously when the chance did come, I made it pretty clear to my agent that, listen, don't lose this deal financially. I'm going to Liverpool for nothing, basically.